Peter Giannetti is the director of content for the International Housewares Association. Peter, when does the big show come to Chicago? Is that usually in March?
Yeah, hi, Lisa. The Inspired Home Show will be March 2nd through 4th at McCormick Place in 2025. It's always in that March, early March to mid-March timeframe.
What's the big trend in holiday entertaining this year?
Well, you stole one from me. 'Tis the season for self-gifting. People are spoiling themselves with these indulgences that are affordable and practical, and kind of housewares fits into that. But it's also, about a third of holiday shoppers are going to buy home products as gifts as well, and there will be lots of home and housewares products under the tree this year. It comes down to really one unique factor. It's replacement time for the home and housewares business. And there's a couple of reasons. One of them is that everyone bought so much housewares during the height of the pandemic that the stuff is worn out after so much use right now. And it's time to step back into the marketplace. And also, consumers often bought whatever they could get their hands on at the time of soaring demand. And now they want to step up to more quality, more features, more performance, more innovation. And also, they are entertaining at home with more frequency and more zest. And they want to show off their elevated skills and their elevated taste.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. And everybody watches a TikTok video and you're like, okay, I've got to make that. How am I going to make it? I don't have the tools. I don't have what I need. What is the number one thing that sells when it comes to housewares over the holidays?
Well, over the holidays, you need a little combination of ease of use, convenience, but you also want something that allows you to step up the end product. You want to show off. You want everything to taste better. You want everything to look better. So consumers are looking for products that make it easy to make more different things. It extends to the coffee station in the bar in your house. There's lots of specialty coffee and cocktail products right now so that you can be sort of the barista or the bartender at home during the holidays. Basics like can openers and tongs are among the top kitchen tools consumers want because, frankly, those basics always sell. And during the holidays, there's a lot more demand for things like that. This year, we're seeing air fryers continue to show strength, toasters. But what's different is people want more capacity. They want more versatility. And again, they use these products throughout the last 4 or 5 years. It's time to replace. And here's a surprising stat. More than half of people that we surveyed as part of the at-home entertaining report sponsored by the International Housewares Association, half are eyeing new skillets and frying pans. They use them a lot, and this time they want quality and they want durability.
Well, I got to tell you from personal experience, I had a couple friends who were, you could see all clad pans advertised everywhere, the D3 level, for really, really good prices. It didn't make any difference whether it was Amazon or Macy's. It started at Black Friday and continued on. And everyone I know that tried to order them, they're now back ordered until January.
Yeah, and that's just an example of how this industry is one of those businesses. Housewares is always in demand. It doesn't normally go too high during the best times nor too low during the worst times. The pandemic was an anomaly. We're now into this sort of cycle where we need and want housewares, and we want better. We're willing to, with all the discussion about inflation out there and things costing more, well, cooking at home is still one of the most affordable things you can do, and you're willing to indulge in a better product to get more value, more utility, more life out of those products.
And are people worried about the tariffs next year and stocking up?
I think there will be efforts within this industry to try to get ahead of that. The consumer is going to think about that. The industry is thinking about it. Retailers are thinking about it. We're in a growth mode in housewares again right now, and that's an important thing for this business. And if you are an agile business, an agile retailer, an agile manufacturer, you can serve demand that might be a little earlier than normal going into the new year.
I remember one year, I don't know how many years ago, it might have been 10, 12 years ago, that the biggest, hottest gift was the SodaStream machine. Heck, maybe that was even 15 or 20 years ago. Has that thing gone by the wayside?
No. The soda machine business has many more competitors now. And one of the things that's changed is it's sort of moved the messaging over the years from being a soda machine to a water carbonating machine that allows you to create healthier at-home beverages, which is a unique sort of evolution of a product. And consumers are still carbonating at home. They're still preparing beverages on the go. And so you're seeing that category continue to appeal to a wide range of consumers, a wide range of consumer demographics and generations.
Yeah. Somebody just sent in a text. They said, this is a true story. My husband-to-be, my fiancé at the time, gave me a frying pan for my first Christmas gift. At that time, I didn't think that was the correct gift, and I wanted to hit him with it. But he was so excited he didn't get hurt. There used to be a point, and maybe not the first year together, but years into your marriage, it makes your life easier in the kitchen if you do get a gift like that. And I think KitchenAid mixers are one of those things, one of those big expenditures that a lot of people go all out on and give for Christmas.
Yeah, the products like that come with a better price tag generally, but they have a reputation for lasting a long time. But more so, they have a reputation for versatility with all the things that you can do and attachments you can buy. Sourdough bread is one of those at-home indulgences I'm talking about. Instead of buying it, people are starting to make it at home with a lot of specialty appliances, and they're looking at products that are going to last a long while. And speaking of gifts, giving gifts, I'm in the industry. I can't give people gifts, housewares gifts, because they're all suspicious of where I got them from. but now you can sort of be proud to put a housewares product under the tree, and you're going to get a lot more smiles than you might have maybe 10, 15 years ago. So
yeah, that texter said, I love it now. And she still has it. I mean, that's the thing. If you invest in something good, and that's what we don't do for ourselves. We don't usually go out and spend $250 on a pan, but it's really a nice gift when you get one.
But think about that $250 spread over a longer period of time. The value becomes actually, you know, exponential when you see it that way. And it's incumbent upon the industry that we're in to make sure consumers understand that.
How do you get into the Housewares show in Chicago? You have to be a person already a member?
The show is open to industry vendors and brands that are members. As a retail buyer, you have to be qualified as a retail buyer to attend the show. It is not open to the public.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas, Peter.
Lisa, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everyone. Thank you.